Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Mary Cantando. Her website is womansadvantage.biz. Her books are Leading with Care, which is the new one, which I encourage you to check out. And then, of course, her classic, The Woman's Advantage, is also available wherever books are sold and on her website. Mary, thanks for hanging out with us again. You've been doing some, you brought with you some research on the impact of small businesses on the economy. Talk to us about that, please.
Right, Jim. Well, I'm part of a national organization called Women Impacting Public Policy.
My organization, I've been telling my organization about WIP for 10 or 12 years.
Right. So it's WIPP.org. And they are doing some great things. I mean, they were part of this group that helped push back this crazy 1099 thing.
Yeah.
And that's really what WIP does, is they find areas that will impact small businesses, and they really rally to help those people up on Capitol Hill understand what the heck is going on.
Well, where they hurt us, and by the way, that 1099, folks, was the provision that was part of the health care bill that was going to help fund the health care bill, but was going to help defund small businesses. So thank you for the work that you guys did, along with all the other folks, the U.S. Chamber, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, NFIB, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of groups were advocating for small businesses, and we appreciate what you guys did. So what have you found out about small businesses?
Well, WIP just did a survey, and they determined that in the past 10 months, 93% of all new jobs have been created by small businesses.
Yeah,
93%.
That's not a big surprise, though, in these days. That's just further validation of where the real quality and the real strength of America is, isn't it?
You know, it's so true, and you just wonder when these folks on Capitol Hill are going to get it and make it easier for us to grow our businesses and create more jobs.
The folks we currently have, most of the folks we currently have in Washington, Mary, are not going to get it. We have to send a new crop of people to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
In all houses.
And you know, a big part of it is, Jim, so many of these people are lifers, and so many of these people, all they've ever done is sat behind this big desk in Washington, D.C. They've never been out on the street.
They never made a payroll. Some of them have never had a real job.
Exactly. And that's, so whenever you see somebody who is a small business owner who's running for Congress or running for the Senate or running for some state-level job, you really need to investigate whether or not that's not going to be a great person to vote for, because they really get where the future of the economy is coming from.
Whenever somebody is asking you for their vote to do anything, ask them if they've ever made a payroll.
That's a great question.
Now, I'm not going to tell you not to vote for them if they haven't, but I think you ought to ask everybody that question. And if they look at you like they don't know what they're doing, now, I probably would recommend you not vote for that person. If they look at you and they apologize, no, I'm so sorry I haven't, but I really care about people who do. You know, if they give you a little bit, you know, if they're a little self-conscious about not making a payroll, Mary, maybe that's kind of a redeeming characteristic. What do you think?
Yeah, could be. I mean, the real question is, have you ever laid awake at night worrying where the heck the payroll is going to come from, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So what else did you learn?
Well, actually, that's the predominant thing. WIP has been going around the country and really helping people understand what they're lobbying for, and you know, again, this huge impact that small business is having on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons that they're so struggling to pull out of.
Well, the government, Mary, the government gave trillions of dollars to Wall Street and unions. And basically small business got the back of the hand.
Yeah, it's really true. And you know, if small businesses can't get loans, if we can't get lines of credit to grow our business, to hire more salespeople, to develop more products, then there's not going to be any more hiring in the United States. We have to get the money to be able to fund that so we can invest it in our businesses, make those businesses grow, and create those jobs.
WIPP.org, right? WIPP.org.
That is it.
That's that organization that you're part of, but also your own website. Give it to us again, Mary.
WomanAdvantage.biz.
WOMANS Advantage.biz. And that's where you can find more about her books, too. Hey, Mary, good job today. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Love chatting with you.
Mary Cantando, ladies and gentlemen, just like it sounds if you're Googling her. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.